In the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, John the Baptist. He really was on to something. He had a ministry. He called people to repentance. He baptized them with water. And he, in a way, knew that he was preparing the way for Jesus. And today, we read about John the Baptist in John's Gospel. If you were here last Sunday, we read about him in Matthew's Gospel. And one of the key things in John's Gospel, which was John saying, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the exact, that I am baptizing with water to prepare the way for the one who came before me but is coming after me. You read in there, he says he existed before me but is coming after me. And that in John's Gospel is very important. It's very important in all of Christianity. If you remember a few weeks back, but this is one of the most famous lines in all of the Bible, if not the. In the opening, John's prologue, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. That Word is Greek is Logos, or the Christ, or the second person. In the beginning was the second person, was God. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God, the Trinitarian God. It didn't start when Jesus came. God existed as God always. So the second person was there, and John the Baptist was saying that, just as that whole theme of John and that Trinitarian God was, this was the guy that existed before me, but is coming after me. God is God. God became human in the person of Jesus, became incarnate in Jesus, became the second person existed, but God became fully present in Jesus. And the second person, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, was incarnate, was with Jesus. But God existed as God, always the same. But now God was with us, Emmanuel. And John, this is kind of ties that back to the beginning, was acknowledging that. Was acknowledging that God was now incarnate in the person of Jesus. The one who was before me is now coming after me, just as ties it to the beginning of that gospel message of, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Now, we celebrate that. We celebrate that with Christmas. And now we're with Epiphany, that Jesus is God incarnate, both fully human, fully divine. And we read today where he starts calling his disciples, and they start believing and following him. And we also read today, also we have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit inspired John and knew who he was through the power of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit inspired the disciples to say yes in faith, because they didn't have any prior knowledge of what was going on. It was in real time. So God acts in a particular way, in a particular time in history, through particular people. He did it with the disciples. He did it with John the Baptist. He did it with the apostles, Peter, Simon, Matthew, James, all of them. He did that through that. God is real. God is imminent. God acts in history. God acts through the people. That was the start of God creating the church. We read in that hymn, we sung in that hymn, we are the church, the people. We, God works through us. God works through God's people. It's not the building, it's not the place, it's the people of God. Everything else, the ministries come from the people of God, from that faith, through that power of the Holy Spirit giving us that faith to come together as the people of God, to love one another, to share with one another, to be the church together, to spread God's word, to welcome all and to see the dignity in every human being, to welcome all in their baptism that they are children of God, that they are Christ's own forever. And that's the start. John the Baptist seeing it, declaring who he is, the apostles following, the Holy Spirit giving them the power to share that story, the saints and the people of the church, we the people that followed the apostles, the saints, the Holy Spirit, St. John the Baptist, Jesus, through God's incarnation, continues to work in the particular, in the people, in you and me, the church, to seek to do his will through the joys, through the sufferings, through everything. We are God's and are marked as Christ's own forever. And we have a witness to that. We have a God that became one of us, suffered, died on the cross, and rose from the dead, who gives us the strength, the faith, the willingness to believe and have faith that no matter what, we are loved by Christ our Lord, and that we, one day at a time, are God's children. And we come together with that love to seek to serve and love him, to know that the world is not centered around any of us individually, but it's centered around God, and he gives the opportunity to love and serve him here in West Houston, here with our families, here with church members, as we are the church. And through that, we can have faith and believe that God will give us what we need to be faithful to him and to be faithful to God and to love and serve him in all things here at this particular place and this particular time, as we all seek to love and serve the Lord. Amen.